From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. A new national security advisor for President Trump. President Donald Trump on Monday named a new national security advisor, selecting military strategist Army Lieutenant General H.R. McMaster. He also announced that Army Lieutenant General Keith Kellogg, who had been his acting advisor, will now serve as chief of staff at the National Security Council.
He's a man of tremendous talent and tremendous experience. I watched and read a lot over the last 2 days. He is highly respected by everybody in the military, and we're very honored to have him. He also has known for a long time General Keith Kellogg, who I also have gotten to know, and he's a terrific man, and they're going to be working together. And Keith is going to be chief of staff, and I think that combination is something very, very special.
McMaster replaces Michael Flynn, the retired Army general who resigned after it was revealed he was not forthcoming with Vice President Mike Pence about a conversation he had with Russia's U.S. ambassador. Pence in Brussels on Monday said he supported the resignation decision.
I was disappointed to learn that the facts that had been conveyed to me by General Flynn were inaccurate. But we honor General Flynn's long service to the United States of America, and I fully support the president's decision to ask for his resignation.
The National Security Advisor does not require Senate confirmation. The government of the Democratic Republic of Congo on Monday dismissed a video purportedly showing an army massacre of civilians as the work of anonymous amateurs and insisting it was not the government's job to prove the innocence of the army. It called on the accusers to provide proof. The video shows a group of uniformed men opening fire and walking among bodies.